Thank you for taking the time to listen to this recording. In this message, we're going to be thinking about John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 17. And that verse says this: "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." The first part of the verse tells us about the law. I suppose the best known aspect of the law are what we would call the Ten Commandments. Later in the ministry of Jesus Christ, he was asked about those commandments, and he was asked what was the greatest of the commandments. And he said this: "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." And he went on to say that the second commandment of greatest importance was this: "Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself." And so the law that was given by Moses sets before us man's obligations to God and man's obligations to his fellow men and women. And as we think about those commandments, we have to acknowledge that we have not kept them all the time. When Paul writes to the Romans in Romans chapter 7, he says this: "Wherefore the Lord is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good." And I'm sure we would all agree that the commandments, the Ten Commandments, are good things. They encourage us not to steal, or to tell lies, or to commit adultery. These are good things and just things. But the tragedy, of course, for humanity is that we have not kept that law. Indeed, the very people to whom this law was given, the children of Israel, said when it was given, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." They committed themselves to keeping that set of commandments, that law. And yet, after a very short period of time, we discover that that same people broke the very first commandment. They made a golden calf and they worshipped an idol rather than the true God. And they had broken the very first commandment of the law. And what was true of Israel in terms of their failure has been replicated by everyone who has sought to keep those commandments entirely. And Paul sums it up in Romans chapter 8, verse 3, when he says this: "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh." In other words, the law tells us what to do. And we might consent to it, and we might indeed desire to keep those commandments, but the law does not give us the power to do so. And what we discover is the human flesh is weak. Paul sums up the situation, therefore, in Romans chapter 3, verse 20, with these words: "Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." So the law was given by Moses, and that law, whilst it is holy and good and just, nevertheless exposes our failure. And as we measure ourselves against the standard of God's Ten Commandments, we discover that we have fallen short. We have failed to keep those commandments. And we, as a consequence, can see that we are sinners in the sight of God. But God has not left us in that position. Romans chapter 8, verse 3 continues: "God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh condemned sin in the flesh." Paul is thinking about what was accomplished by the Lord Jesus in his death at Calvary, that sin was judged by God when the Lord Jesus died at the cross. And so we are not called upon to endeavour to try the best we can, because that best simply is not good enough. And our verse tells us where we need to go. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. When Paul wrote to Titus, he wrote this: "The grace of God, salvation bringing, has appeared to all men." And the wonderful principle that John the Apostle is setting before his readers is this, that through the Lord Jesus Christ, God's grace, God's favour, God's unmerited favour can be known. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And in this short message, I want to remind you of two examples of that that John describes for us in this gospel. The first example we find in chapter 3. And what we will see is that when the Lord Jesus brings matters to the attention of men and women, he brought both grace and truth. He told them the truth. In John chapter 3, we find a man of importance called Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. He was the teacher of Israel. He was a man who was very religious, well-versed in the Jews' religion. And yet the Lord Jesus said to him, "Ye must be born again." This was the truth being expressed. It was also an evidence of God's grace. But the Lord Jesus told him the truth. In spite of all his position, in spite of his religion, in spite of his learning on theological matters, in spite of the fact he was born a Jew, born in the children as a member of the nation of Israel, that was not enough. This man Nicodemus needed to be born again. And that is a truth that is extensive and goes beyond simply Nicodemus. It is true of all men. The truth comes to us. The Lord Jesus told him the truth. He must be born again. And as you read down John chapter 3, you discover that there is an unfolding not only of the truth, but also of the wonderful grace of God. And we cannot but think about the wonderful verse of Scripture, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What an unfolding of God's favour to mankind, his love undeserved, and the opportunity for every individual to have everlasting life by believing in him. We don't deserve this. It is a matter of God's grace. Well did Paul say later to the Ephesians, "By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, lest any man should boast." And so when the Lord Jesus met Nicodemus in John chapter 3, as described in John chapter 3, we see grace and truth being unfolded. The second example we find in the following chapter. Now we're not dealing with a man named of importance, but in John chapter 4 we have an unknown woman from Samaria. And again the Lord Jesus moves both graciously and to demonstrate truth to her. He speaks a great deal about things that she did not know about. He tells her about a well of living water. He tells her about the opportunity of how God wants men to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him should worship in spirit and in truth. And so there was an unfolding to this woman of truth. Also, he unfolded to her the fact that he knew her past. He tells her to go and call her husband. And the woman rightly says, "I have no husband." And Jesus says, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly." And so the Lord Jesus, whilst he moves in grace with men and women, he does not overlook our sin and our failure. And he puts his finger on the very area of her life that was contrary to the mind and will of God. And it may well be that as you listen to these words, your mind can think of areas of your life that God is displeased with. That is why in the gospel there is repentance. We need to change our minds about ourselves when we are confronted about the truth not only about God's salvation in Christ and the truth concerning the Lord Jesus as the Son of God, but the truth about how God sees us. And here in John chapter 4, the Lord Jesus moves in grace and truth. And the woman says, "Come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" And as a result of the time the Lord Jesus spent in Samaria, the men came to this conclusion that he indeed is the Christ, the Saviour of the world. And so in these two instances, it wasn't a question of men and women trying to do the best they can, for that simply fails. That was what the law presented the opportunity to do. The law might have been given by Moses, a law which we cannot keep, a law that condemns us. But grace and truth have come by Jesus Christ, God's unmerited favour in the Lord Jesus, who does not ignore our failings. Those were pointed out to the woman clearly in John chapter 4, but there was salvation for her. There was that well of living water for those that believe in him and trust him and repent of their sins. And so as we think of this glorious text of John chapter 1 verse 17, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. May it be that you would turn away from trying the best you can to please God and turn in faith to Christ and receive God's grace and God's salvation, which can be found in him. May God bless you.